relations of SOE with other departments and armed services naturally improved. Yes, I think it's worth saying that.
You presumably knew about the problems which SOE's support for our communist resistance movements had created, did you? Did you know that at the time?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. But, of course, the odd thing was that HMG, from Churchill downwards, were prepared to support a communist regime in Yugoslavia, but insisted on supporting a monarchical scheme in Greece. And Churchill himself, I think, really obscured the position by, I think I'm right in saying, he, as well as Eden, resisted the perfectly reasonable demand of the communist element, which was supported, I'm sure, by the majority of public opinion in Greece, that the decision whether the king should come back as king should be deferred until there had been a plebiscite. Whereas Britain was definitely insisting that the king should go back with the Allied forces, and there should be a plebiscite later on.
Were you with the planning section right up till the end of the war?
No. I've haven't yet come to something which I should perhaps have said already of why Gubbins sent me out to Cairo. So I can do that if you like now.
Yes, please.
When Gubbins returned from Cairo,
when would that have been, approximately?
In about November 1943, and General Stoell had been released by the War Office and installed in Cairo as commander of Force 133. There was, of course, a question as to who should be his right-hand man and provide the knowledge of SOE and its relations with other organizations. Of which he knew little. Gubbins told me that he wanted me to leave the planning section whose task was nearly completed on the assumption that the invasion of Western Europe in 1944 was completed as planned. And to go out to Cairo as GSO-1 plans and ops and supply the SOE experience which Stoll lacked. So I arrived in Cairo at the beginning of January. And was at once involved in the immediate problem of what elements of SOM what elements of SOE Cairo should remain in Cairo to handle operations into Greece and Bulgaria, and what other elements from Cairo should be moved forward into South Italy.
Was General Stoll an easy man to work with?
Yes, I'm coming to that. General Stoll was a first-class regular officer and a likable man, but unfortunately, he fell ill at an early stage. But did not admit it until several months later. So I had the tiresome duty of supporting and helping a general tackling an immensely difficult job and constantly being swayed one in the wrong direction by somebody because he was too ill to say no or to take advice from others who knew better than he. He and I flew from Cairo to Algiers in February to clear up certain points. We had a rather rough passage, and this I think accentuated some kidney problem that he had, and he was never quite the same man again. We then went back to Cairo, onto South Italy. To decide whether to have the SOE HQ for the Mediterranean in Caserta near Naples, which was going to be the AFHQ, Allied Force Headquarters, as soon as they could move forward from Algiers. or on the other side of Italy, at or near Bari. When we were at Caserta, some cynical but sensible friend said there was no room at Caserta for another organization unless we were prepared to go to the fifth floor, and if we were on the fifth floor, we were as much out of touch with the important people on the first floor as if we were on the other side of the Apennines. We decided, I think rightly, to go to a suitable site a few miles south of Bari.
Did that work out well?
And I think that worked out well, although there was naturally a certain amount of rivalry about the number of headquarters which SOE seemed to have. The result was that we had at Mola di Bari, M-O-L-A di Bari, S-O-M-H-H-Q, Special Operations Mediterranean, at Bari, the airbase for Yugoslavia, Poland, and Poland, Czechoslovakia, and Albania, and further and some 60 miles south, at Brindisi, the airbase for, Albania. And I think North Italy, and North Italy. I think I mentioned Italy twice, but you cross it out the first one. Well, anyhow, we'll see the text at some stage. And then, yes, now, the final stage. The final stage of the SOE structure in the Mediterranean was due to two factors: the success of the success of the Allied landings in Normandy in June 1944, and the advance of the Red Army through the Balkans.